Welcome to another edition of the Blue Crew, a New York Rangers podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus, joined with both of the boys today, Cody Frankel and Avery Zaretsky. I'm not even going to say one more fucking thing because I know Avery wants to rant about Patrick Kane. What? Oh, Avery's getting a phone call now.
And so anyways, this is what's going down, boys. Yeah. Okay. Avery right now is getting a phone call. He's getting drafted.
Yeah, 100%.
He's going abroad. And, you know, he's going to play for our good old friend Jager's team. And that's what's going to happen. And that's that.
That was a really bad joke. But let's continue. Cody, what were your thoughts on game two?
That wasn't a bad joke.
You couldn't have come up with anything better?
No, I couldn't.
It's
dude,
okay.
You try working fucking 10 hours on a Friday and then you come up with something.
Damn. Better. I don't think anyone's going to see you right now because I don't know if we're throwing this on YouTube or not. But Cody's in like a button down quarter zip and jacket and it's 85 degrees outside.
Fucking heat it up, bro. Heat it up.
Well, I'm keeping this in the episode. We're not cutting this out. So just tell
actually,
us.
Oh, actually, dude, that's yeah, right. Funny joke.
Yeah, right? No, I'm keeping this in. Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you think about game two? Obviously, you know, Devils go up 1-0. Mm-hmm. Rangers, you know, bent a little bit but didn't break. And they found their way and, you know, you don't know the rest. So
We for sure got outplayed in the first period. Like, there's no question about it. But honestly, that's to be expected. You beat down a team on their home ice. Like, they're going to come out pretty hot. I think we diffused it as good as we can. You know, outside of their goal, they kind of smothered Igor a little bit, right? Because it was like the rebound and, you know, they were just hovering right in front of the crease. But other than that, man, like, we were getting physical with them. We weren't letting them push us around. They were trying to push us around. We push them right back. We were playing our game and going down 1-0 after one period. I'll take that any day of the week and then come back. And the second we scored that first goal, I was like, this is where it starts. This mm-hmm. is where it starts. The tip in second goal, I'm like, this is about to go off. And then the rest was history. These boys are just fucking bopping. And honestly, I don't think like this chemistry is insane. They didn't have this good a chemistry. Like, I don't think the entire season.
No, no, there was that like one stretch where they scored like 6 goals against the Blue Jackets and like 7 goals against.
Yeah. But dude, those were against bad teams, not against a team that finished with 110 points or 111 points. Oh, actually, I think they had 112, but, 110, 11, 12. But anyways, I mean, it's been good. And honestly, I know my buddy Avery here is waiting to fucking dig into the Kane haters. Yeah. And he's been rambling about it for 24 hours. So I'm just going to kick it to him here.
I feel bad. I think
phone call.
Oh, I think I just ruined the beginning of the show because I had a phone call. Okay. I'm sorry. That must have sounded really bad. But listen, what can you say? Patrick Kane. I was right about game one. I was also right about game two. And I was right about Patrick Kane. That's just three. Bang, bang, bang. How about you just trust me for a second, Avery Zaretsky? That's all I have to say. Just listen to me and believe in me. Because these eyes know puck.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been wrong about everything, I think, so far.
Yeah,
I said the Devils were going to win game one, and they would split in New Jersey and come back to the Garden and split again. And it's 2-0 Rangers, obviously. But I think it's at this point, I mean, we can't get too ahead of ourselves. Like, this series could change in a second. You know, we've been up 2-0. We've been down 2-0 with this team. You know, obviously everyone remembers what happened against Tampa last year in the conference final, but I don't think this Devils team has what Tampa had last year. And I don't think the Rangers are what they were last year. So I think there's definitely
a shit ton better.
Yeah. Well, no, but I think overall cohesively, they've just been so much cleaner. Like, you think about just breaking out the puck and just overall puck movement, puck decisions. Like, I keep harping on it, but they've only had 9 giveaways in 2 games in the playoffs. Like, that's pretty damn impressive. And the Devils have had fucking 28. It's a lot.
Yeah. I know I'm married, but I think I'm in love with Vlad Tarasenko.
Yeah.
I think he's my one true love, dude.
Yeah. Honestly fucking awesome. He's the nicest guy ever.
Both games, he's changed the tempo of the game. Mm-hmm. Both games, his goal has changed the tempo of the game. Like, he is just, I mean, he's a beauty. And Patrick Kane, just, I have no words, right? Like, we knew this was going to happen. I was close. I said Kane hat trick incoming, and I was pretty close. Did he end up with 4 points or 3 points?
3 last night.
All right. So he got a point, Hattie. I'll take it.
Point, Hattie. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, yeah, so he has 4 points total, but everybody online told me he sucked. So,
well, I mean, to be fair, in game one, he wasn't like very good, but he was much better.
It happens.
Last night.
Yeah. It happens.
What is everybody good at? All right, besides Connor McDavid, who else in the league is good every single night?
No. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general. Like if people expected if you expected Patrick Kane to play defense when we acquired him, you are the biggest lunatic in the entire world. Like you can't even expect that. Even when he was like 24, like he's 34 years old right now. He's an offensive player. It's basically like beer league hockey for him. He's going to be all offense. He's going to conserve all his energy for offense. And it makes sense. Like, look what he did last night. Yeah, he might have had a slow game in game one. He still had a point. He still looked effective. You're not going to get defensive, big-time defensive play out of Patrick Kane. And when you do, look what happens. He made a great play on Jesper Bratt. He took the puck back down the other way, and he scored one of the filthiest goals probably of the playoffs so far. So I don't want to hear it anymore. If you doubted Patrick Kane, you tweeted at me, you're an idiot. Shut up.
That's what made it so much sweeter, too, is that he made a great defensive play that led to the goal. Yeah. But also, I don't know if you saw Avery, because we were talking about Brat Pack a little bit, and like we're friendly with him, whatever, but –
don't use we in that sentence, buddy.
Well, I said Avery.
Well, I don't know if I'm friendly with him or I'm not. I haven't said a word to him, and he's like sent
Johnny
videos.
Johnny is friendly with him. They're both.
He sent me videos like through Kevin, who's my guy at American Whiskey, just saying fuck you. So I mean, clearly, I mean, I hope he gets bad karma for that. I've never said a bad thing about him.
Well,
so.
I was gonna say he tweeted last night like Brat Pack is 16,000 strong. Like this is after the game. Brat Pack is 16,000 strong. Let's keep spreading the word about our Lord and Savior, Jesper Bratt. And I just posted above it the Kane goal, and then he deleted the tweet.
Love that.
No way.
Yeah. You can't be deleting tweets, man. Like if the president said something like he wouldn't just like delete his speech. Like
you gotta be Brat Pack to the president.
No, just in general, like you don't put something on the internet if you're not confident in it. Like it stays there forever. Just because you delete it, I could still look up Brat Pack with 16K strong, and it'll pop up on Google. Like, be confident in what you say. And I know he said some stupid stuff on the internet before. So
he has.
I'm sure he's a great guy. Kevin's told me he's a great guy. I haven't met him yet, but whatever.
And honestly, can I just talk about how fucking delusional Devils fans are? Okay. There's still a lot of series left, but a lot of Devils fans were literally convinced they were going to wipe the floor with us. And I don't know in what fucking planet, realm, world, fucking multiverse they thought they were going to just walk all over us. It's the craziest thing to me. I admittedly like spent an hour on Twitter last night just like scrolling through Devils fans tweets, just tweeting the word idiot and moving on to the next one. I did it to about 100 people. It was awesome. And I got a lot of tweets. But I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, like Rangers fans, I don't think we were even really talking shit. We were just like, let's fuck up the Devils.
No.
And that was that.
We were not talking shit because if we talk shit, we knew it could easily backfire.
I think the issue is that, I mean, it happened to me last year is like when you go in, you know, you go however long without making the playoffs, you finally get back in. It's like, okay, look at the Rangers last year. They were inexperienced. They started winning games. And obviously I blow it up on Twitter. Like I'm a little bit like overzealous, but at the same time, like when the Rangers went up 2-0 on Tampa, I was already taking like my victory laps. And like, I was like, oh, like they swept them in the regular season. Like I was like, oh, like, you know, but ever since then, like I've been humbled and I realized that the regular season means absolutely zero and the Rangers are just proving it. And we were on the other end of that stick last year.
Yeah.
So I just hope that they can finish this series and clean it up quick because I don't want another 7-game series. I don't want to let them back in because they are a very good team.
Yeah.
We can't let 2 5-1 wins dictate how we feel about the Devils because I do believe they are a very good team. And Vanecek was actually very good to start the game. And if those key players like Brat, who's been quiet, and Nico, who's been quiet all season, pick it up, like they can easily come back.
No, I was going to say the Devils were one of the best road teams in the regular season, and they had like the second or third most shots on goal per game. Right now, guess who's got the least shots on goal per game in the playoffs?
Devils.
Them.
New Jersey Devils, 25.5 a game right now. They're at the bottom. They're 16th. The Rangers are taking their game to them. That's what they're doing.
That's massive credit to the Rangers defense. And speaking of defense, there's one specific guy who has been playing unreal named Adam Fox to the surprise of absolutely no one, leads the entire league right now in points after 2 games. Okay. With 6 points. And, you know, it's not that like Brat and Hischier has been quiet. It's Igor has straight up fucking neutralized them. The guy has literally silenced them and been playing out of his mind. And it's like the team, the one word I have for this Rangers team right now is they're fucking dangerous. They're dangerous. They're a dangerous team. And
was it two words or one? Because you said fucking dangerous.
Two. Fine. Two. I got to add the fucking there. But they are dangerous. And this is a dangerous team. And if I'm anybody else in the league right now, like including Boston, you know, Tampa, Toronto, like I'm nervous.
Boston's not sitting pretty right now.
Yeah, you were wrong about that one too.
Well, okay, but no Bergeron, no Olmark.
You know, Olmark, what are you talking about? He played.
He's not dressing tonight.
Yeah, but he played game two and let in.
No,
six
I know,
goals.
But now he's out. Jeremy Swayman starting and Bussy's the backup.
Well, is Olmark out because he sucked ass, or is he out because he got hurt?
I don't know.
Rangers made it to the Stanley Cup without Matt Zuccarello, so you know
that's true.
Yeah, you can't make excuses in the playoffs.
I wasn't making excuses. I was just saying Boston.
You're making excuses for them. You were making excuses for them.
All right.
You know why? Johnny does this, Avery. He'll throw a dig at a team or someone, and then he'll like sneakily try and walk it back, and I'll call him out on it every single
time. No, I agree. Like, it's tough to not have those players. I totally agree. But I will never, ever make excuses for the best team in NHL history. Ever.
In regular season NHL history, let's not get ahead of ourselves because we're about to bust their ass.
Fair enough.
Also, Adam Fox tied most points in the first two games ever in NHL history. Mm-hmm.
And Chris Kreider, first ever player in NHL history to have four power play goals in the first two games of a playoff.
I was going to mention that. I saw Jackie Redmond's tweet. He's already halfway to the most ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the most ever was nine, right?
Yeah. Who said Gretzky that? Has five. Jackie Redmond tweeted it. Gretzky has five. He's only ever had five in a single season. And I think it was like,
I'll try to
maybe
find
Bobby Orr had nine.
I'm going to find the tweet.
Some elite company.
Crazy. Chris Kreider's sick. I saw a tweet saying that he has no skill. Like he got lucky, like in his deflections, like shut up. If you say tipping pucks is lucky, you're a moron.
So, if we win game three, when we start scoring, I want these guys to start doing fucking crazy sellies, like the Brandon Tanev sally, where he just blew a kiss to the fucking.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome. Like, we got to start doing that shit.
Well, Kane sticking his tongue out was sick.
Yeah, but when Brandon Tanev and the Kraken lose in five to the Avalanche, all the Avalanche fans are
going
to be
They're not going to lose in five, dude. I guarantee you that goes at least six. Guaranteed.
Yeah,
dude,
I mean, it probably should.
The Avs won barely last night, dude. Mm-hmm. Barely. They won an OT, and it was like they had to come back. I mean, come on.
No, they won regulation. They came back.
No, they won an OT, dude.
No, they did not. Devontae scored in the third period. Yeah.
Yeah, they won. The only.
Yeah, we know they won, Avery.
The best thing that the fuck you. The best thing that the Rangers could have done last night was if they would have done a stick salute at the end of the game because it was all Ranger fans.
Now, it was literally from the six minute mark to the end of the game, it was all Ranger fans.
Can we talk about like the fucking 12 ejections in the last 7 minutes of the game? That was wild.
Stupid.
Fox going off and he was just like, fuck, bro.
Well, I was watching the video of all of them go back into the locker room and like high five. And I was like, why are there so many guys in the locker room? And I realized like they were all undressed, like because they had been in there for 7 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One guy we really need to watch out for the rest of this series. I mean, we've always had to watch out for him, but is Timo Meier, because he's like the one Devils player I've noticed in games one and two. Dude, he's trying to get under our skin. He's the guy playing physical. Like none of the other Devil, you know, you have the occasional check and stuff, but none of them are trying to straight up start fight. Like he's looking for fights and trying to ignite the team. And I mean, obviously other than the Schneid's fight, but
I think Holla like threw his gloves off last night and tried to fight somebody too. And
But Meier on every single shift is trying to play aggressive and like, you know, really stir some shit up. So like he's the one guy. I mean, obviously Hughes is going to be Hughes, but like to me, Meier's the one guy we got to kind of just lock down the rest of the series because he's been pretty much the most effective.
I think that's where experience in the NHL playoffs comes in handy the most, is knowing when to play into shit and not. Like the veterans know when not to start shit and like start scrums, because it just takes you out of your game. And they also know how to agitate enough where they don't take a penalty, but it also helps their team out. So I think that, like, in a way, like the Rangers kind of like just like smiling back and like saying like little witty stuff instead of actually like giving like letting Timo Meier get a rise out of any of them has been huge, because he's been quiet. And I hate saying that because I'm assuming like he's probably going to like score or something.
Yeah,
but no, I always hate saying like, listen, they have to do it because it's like, you need context and you need stuff in the beginning of like an MSG broadcast. But when they're like, oh, Jesper Bratt's been cold all series, like, I'm like, oh, great. He's going to have a big night tonight. But he did get his pocket pick. Patrick Kane, thank you.
Do you guys want to go into fan questions?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Okay. Like, but before that, let's talk about the Moynihan Food Hall.
Let's talk about the Moynihan Food Hall. Hosting this event with Avery's.
Cody's event.
It's going to be
a lot
sick.
Of mimosas, bottomless mimosas. And what's your favorite hors d'oeuvre?
Like mini weenies?
I don't know. I'm just trying to fuck with you.
You're like a deviled egg.
Yeah, Johnny,
kind of
you couldn't come up with something better than that. That was fucking
terrible. Yeah, I don't go to brunch ever. So we're doing a 5 to 7 meetup at Moynihan Food Hall. It's right outside MSG. It's not like a free open bar or anything. We just rented out the space for 2 hours. So everyone that like listens to our show and just wants to like be together and hang out has a place to go. Every bar is going to be so packed. So we figured this is a good spot right outside MSG. Shouldn't be too expensive, but come hang out, get wasted before the game. Saturday night, 8 o'clock, MSG, Game 3, Rangers up 2-0. Is there any place you'd rather be in the world? No shot, right? It's going to be fucking sick. But let's go into the fan questions.
That was pretty smooth.
That was smooth. I actually was driving by MSG the other day, and they were fastening down the roof. I saw them, like, turning the crank because it's going to fucking blow off.
I love that. So dude, the first
– I need to just say real quick. So I'm watching the game at Brady's tomorrow night. So whoever's around, come through for sure. But, dude, outside of Brady's, they have live action cutouts of like 7 players, and they're like their size. So I literally just
cardboard cutout of a player.
Well, it's like, yeah, that's true. They're not cartoon, but,
it's lit.
But, dude, I really want to like fucking take the Panarin one. I really want to take the Panarin one. It's just staring at me every day when I walk my dog, and I just really want to just fucking take it and walk off.
Do it. You won't.
I probably won't.
No balls.
You won't.
All right. Let's go into the first question from BLitrisX9. And this is a great one. Who do you think has been the most low-key impressive this series? I say Mikkola.
That's pretty good.
I was actually saying that to someone the other day. His game score last night was really high.
I have mine. Mine's actually Barclay Goodrow.
I haven't noticed Goodrow once the entire
Really?
I haven't noticed one shift, and I haven't noticed him one game.
No, he's big in game one. He blocked a lot of shots.
Yeah, he's been great defensively.
Yeah, he did block a lot of shots.
He's definitely been noticeable. I mean, obviously not in the stat sheet, but like, you know, the little stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Who are you going with, Abe?
It's a good question. Cody, you take it.
I'm going with Braden Schneider. I think he has had a couple of really nice shifts. I think he's been trying to block shots. He's starting fights. He's getting physical. He's not letting the Devils push him around, and he's really slowing down the pace of that offense. And I think he's been great the first two games.
I agree. That's a good one.
Damn, it's hard because like no one's really even been like low-key good. I think
you
want to
be
low-key.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Just say Jimmy Vesey. You got upgraded to the first line.
No, I'll go with Mikkola. I think he's actually been really good. I was saying it the other day. I was talking to somebody about him. I just thought like his physical presence is good. He took that penalty. It was kind of like if he put his shoulder instead of his stick into that guy's chest, it wouldn't have been a penalty. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like I think he's been pretty solid. And his I was looking at like game score. I think he was like top 6 or 7 on the team in game score last night. So that was good. Good for
him.
Where
do you find that stat just for people listening?
I actually don't know. I saw the chart on Twitter. I got to find it. Let me find it.
Okay. I'll go into the next one while you look for it. Yep. This is from Mike_D92. Not counting points, who's been the best player on the power play so far?
I mean, Chris Kreider.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of hard to say anyone else.
It's
he is
Chris
all
Kreider. You can't say anybody else. Like, yeah. It's Chris
I would
Kreider.
Say maybe Foxy, just because Foxy's had a couple of really good assists and whatnot on the power play. But anyone but Kreider, I feel like.
Thank you.
Just,
next.
Yeah. This is from Brandman7694. Do you think we can sweep the series? And do you remember the last time the Rangers swept? Last time the Rangers swept was 07 against the Atlanta Thrashers in round 1. That's for sure. And I think we could sweep the series for sure. I think if they take game three, I don't think the Devils have any life in game four.
Bro, if they take game three and lose game four when I go, I'm going to be so pissed, honestly. Like, spending all that money, I would be so mad. So they better fucking sweep. Yeah,
that'd be hilarious.
Take your phone and shoot Fox a fucking text. And
Mikola's thing came
That's
from
like three
Nashville.
Questions ago already.
Yeah, know, right. You asked me to fucking
Next
look.
Question.
It came okay. from Dom at The Athletic.
Bro, how many fucking weed gummies did you take?
None, dude.
Oh, okay.
See that?
All right. This is
you guys didn't ask me any of the last two questions. Well, you skipped right over me.
No, we asked. You just haven't answered. You've been
you were looking.
But
down.
No, you just kept going away from me. But you knew I was looking at the chart, just and then I gave you man. The chart. But then I gave you the chart, and you're like, "Oh, that was two questions." Like, well, tomorrow. How would I know? You haven't asked me anything since.
You're still the rookie on the show, so
I'll take a back seat. Good.
Just suck
all
it.
Good.
Yep. No, you're good. Let's go to the next one. And actually, this isn't even a question from D Krem 613. Not a question, just a comment. That was a complete ass kicking. Agreed.
Yeah, cool. Right. Before we go to the next question, I just want to call out Johnny. Your hair literally looks like Johnny Bravo, bro.
What do you mean? I think it looks good today,
dude. It's just a giant poof. Do you know Johnny Bravo? It was way before your time.
I think so. The sunglasses, blonde hair.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a compliment.
All right, keep going.
No,
all right. No, it's not. It's not negative. Johnny Bravo got all the well tried to get all the girls and usually failed.
So do I. this is from.
Damn. It does.
Damn. All right.
But he's jacked, so that should make you feel good.
Cody, the last question on here, you're going to die at, actually.
Okay.
Okay, so this is from M.Crank10, and I was waiting for this comment. Live counter, Kako 2 points, Hughes 1. I don't know if we want to talk about that or not.
I like it. Hey, all I'm saying is, who was my X factor?
It was Kako.
Yeah, Kako was my
X factor. He actually – I tweeted it last night, like in the second period. He looked the most confident player with the puck last night.
Yeah.
He looked great.
He made some sick plays.
Yeah. You know what, though? And this is not Kako. Dude, we need to see more from Lafreniere. Like, he's just been.
I think he's been good.
You think
so? He's been really physical. He's been physical.
I think Hedl hasn't been the best on that line. I think Kako and Kako have been more noticeable.
You think so?
I agree. But Hedl has the most points.
Most points, dude. Yeah. I don't know.
I know, but noticeably, I feel like Kako and Lof have been more involved in the plays, I think.
I agree.
All right.
Lafreniere's had a couple really good takeaways, too, on the back check.
So really going back to that low-key thing then, I think Hedl has been the best low-key player then, because if he has all those points, and I haven't really like noticed him that much.
Well, wouldn't he be the worst low-key player then?
I don't know. You guys are really fucking with me today, huh?
All right.
Next question.
All right. This is from the Feeniest. You think as the playoffs go on, are penalties going to keep being very high or go down a bit?
It's a game by game thing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next.
Tom Palmieri 36. Do you think Laffy and Mika will come alive? So that's something I want to talk about too. Mm-hmm. Panarin and Mika have been playing great. Laffy's been playing good, but the scariest thing about this Rangers team
has Mika been playing great?
He hasn't scored, but he's been playing good. He's not as effective, obviously, as he's been.
Playoff Mika is automatic when he starts scoring.
But also, it was the same thing last year in the playoffs. He didn't really produce until like game 6-7 against the Penguins, you know?
Yeah, but then he never stopped.
Exactly. So he maybe takes a bit for him to get going. Avery, would you like to answer the question?
Yeah, I would love to. for sure, Mika is gonna come alive, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no doubt in that. Lof is like another thing. I don't know. I think he like I'd like to believe he will, but Mika is a guarantee for me. I don't know about Lof.
Mm-hmm.
I think he will. I just think like Mika's like the sure like yeah you're gonna get production out of Mika's advantage at.
Mm-hmm. I agree. This next one, which is kind of confusing. DPAR518, what team scares you if the Rangers can change their game so well like this? I guess like which team can make an adjustment to play much better, I think is what he's asking.
Boston still scares me.
Carolina knows us well. Too. Yeah, they know us well. We played them obviously last year. They know Rod Brindamore's a great coach.
Yeah.
They adjust very well, and they're the only other team that's up 2-0 in a series right now.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I was gonna say we're probably
also playing the shittiest team ever. But
let's go into the next one. This is from my boy from high school, Sam Coogs. Are we sweeping? I already kind of talked about it.
Johnny, don't you vet these? Like, did you just not go always. Through and you're like, oh, well, three of these are the same. Let me just keep going.
I usually write them in, but like, I don't know. There's too many to type in. So I feel
you're
like
so cute. I'm just kidding. Keep going, dude.
Thanks, Cody.
I'm sticking to Rangers in five. Yeah, I'm still going to stick to it just because.
You know, it's been kind of funny, though, that I've seen the Devils fans tweet, which I kind of want to try to flip in the Rangers' favor. They're all tweeting like, can't win in six if you don't lose two. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. Posh has been.
I'm pretty sure that exact quote came from you last year. I'm pretty sure you said that last year.
I don't think so. No, I'm not that clever.
Okay.
But I would love to do like can't win in four if you don't not lose. How would we switch that in our favor?
Can't win in four if you stay undefeated.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to work on that one. Let's go to this one. This is the fucking best Instagram.
Is this the last one?
No, this is Chris is neck deep. I still don't know who this person is, but that is the funniest Instagram handle. Did we expect Kreider to be going off like this? If game three goes like this, we sweep. Everyone's asking about fucking sweeping. Yeah, obviously, if game three goes like games one and two, we're going
to
sweep.
No one expected Kreider to have four power play goals in two games. I'll tell you that right now.
The record is nine. No one in the world expected anybody to have four power play goals in two games.
I don't even think he did.
If he doubles it, he could almost beat the record in one series. So let's see it happen.
That would be eight.
Four plus four.
Guys, good math.
We're all getting it. It's a Friday pod. Friday pod. All right. Anthony Gavernail 19. Oh, no, I skipped one. Sammy Hockey 36. I want it to be known every Kane hater needs to leave because Patrick Kane is back, baby. That sounds like an Avery comment.
Yeah, they can all lick my taint. Don't ever talk bad about Patrick Kane again. 88 for life. Showtime. Let's go. We're lucky to have him. It's a blessing.
We are. We're paying him shekels. 12.
Cody Venmo'd him to come. All right. So now this is from Anthony Gubernail 19. Offense was buzzing, but do we think it's better to move Kane with Brad and Trocheck?
Don't touch speed. Fucking anything. What are you, crazy? Don't touch a thing.
That's a crazy
comment.
Don't
touch a thing. We have 10 goals in two games. If Gallant tinkers with the lineup, I will take Johnny's fucking media pass. I will get in there and I will have so many words with him. Don't touch it.
I want to touch on that too because they kind of ended the media scrum, but GG saw that I had a question. He actually sat back down and let me ask it. It was really nice. I was very taken back by that.
Why are they always picking you last, bro?
Because I honestly kind of like raised my hand last. I've been cut out of both jargon.
I could see Johnny like slowly raise his hand and then he sees like Arthur or like
That's literally exactly what I've been doing.
Well, I saw they posted your Trocheck question, but it was like as your phone was like coming back.
They saw it? Or they asked or what?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
I don't know if it was the Rangers that posted it, but I think it was like SNY Ranger. One of the pages I saw it. Yeah,
I was on camera.
No, it was just your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
You're getting places.
How'd you know it was my hand?
Well, I assumed because the phone was like here and it came back. We're using a phone to record. Yeah.
It was the MSG home game question.
Yes.
Oh, sick. I got to go find
it. How would you have felt if you asked your first question to GG and like he sat back down, you asked the question and he just looks at you and goes,
nope.
No. He goes, you lost, bud?
Yeah. Honestly, like.
He's like, your Twitter sucks and I hate your podcast.
Imagine. I'm going to practice tomorrow, so I hope to actually like introduce myself.
First practice?
Yeah, first practice.
Gerard.
About to pop your Tarrytown cherry.
No, it's at the Garden, which is cool. All right, this is a good one from our boy MyRocky93. Why is Tarasenko such a goat?
Is that a good one? He's a goat because he's a fucking king.
I guess it's not that good, but
he's great. He's a great player.
He's great.
The team loves him. That GG spoke a lot. I mean, Johnny, we know you were in the press conference, but he spoke a lot about how he had no idea really anything.
I asked that question. That was me.
That was you?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Only if somebody's been really just advocating for the Rangers to get him for 3 years. Like, if there's Cody been that been person. That.
Cody joined the podcast like a little over a year ago, but he's been talking about it for three.
He's a complete package. He really is. He fucking bangs bodies and scores goals. Love it.
I want to ask my own question, actually, because we talked about it, I think. Cody, I forgot who asked us this on the show. But if you could, like go on a Ferris wheel ride with one Ranger, one lap around, who would it be?
That was me. That was me.
I know you said like smoke weed with Panarin on a Ferris wheel, right? Like that was something like that.
Yeah.
I forgot who. I think it was it Pete.
No, I said if you could take a gummy with a Ranger on a Ferris wheel ride and then it gets stuck at the top, who would you want to get stuck with?
And you said Brad, right? I feel like Vladdy would be a fun one. I still say Lau. Would, but
probably would. I mean, Avery obviously would say Kane. I could speak for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Or Lau's a good one too. Yeah. He seems like a really funny guy. Igor's a funny guy. Obviously, he wouldn't say much, but that thing at the end, when he gave Lindy the hat, he's like, I didn't know you could shoot above the knee. That was one of the funniest things ever.
Okay.
It's obvious that the Russians know how to speak English. They just don't want to talk a lot in press conferences.
Yeah.
But it's just funny, like, hearing them actually, like, do full sentences.
Well, who would you pay with? Who would you pay for to not get stuck with?
On the Rangers?
Yeah. One guy.
I don't want to answer that.
Yeah, I don't want to answer that either.
I'd like to think that I want to be friends with everybody.
But here we go. So this is Rami Lavi. How have the Rangers controlled the Devils' pace so well? Can it continue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just from observation, it's they're doing like a 1-3-1 in the neutral zone right now. Like, you know, they have a F1 like that kind of like goes after both defensemen, and then they're just trying to like clog it up. So I think that's what they're doing right now, and I think it's worked. So hopefully they can continue.
Avery, just so you know, for your well-being and knowledge, this is why during our normal episodes, I always tell Johnny to like cap it at 10 questions, because then he just literally like has
four left.
I don't mind it at all. I actually think that the Rangers neutral zone play is a credit a lot to how many icings there were in the first.
Oh my God.
Last
night.
So many icings.
The Devils could not get it through the neutral zone. It was incredible. Fun to watch.
Yeah.
Last night, the last 7 minutes were actually pretty fucking hilarious. We just kept, because literally it was Lindgren, Trouba, and Keandre. We're only three defensemen that were left, because everybody else got ejected. So they just kept icing it. The last 7 minutes, it was pretty funny to like all right, kill some time.
Going to, we have four more. Is that cool with you guys?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Willie White 17. How do we make sure Jersey can't get any life in these next two games?
That's such a good name, Willie White.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Do you think that's his real name?
What was the question? I was fixated on his name.
How do we make sure Jersey can't get any life in these next two games?
Play physical as shit. Keep playing physical.
I just say, when you get the goal, whenever it may be, make sure you get the next one.
That's important too. And also, like, don't take any more dumb penalties. Like, penalties are necessary sometimes. Like, the Hughes penalty shot was necessary. Like, we had to do that. Even though it was whatever, but like, the Fox penalty was super stupid yesterday.
Well, that was a horrible call. I mean,
but I'm saying, like, don't take dumb penalties. That's it. It's that and play physical, I think.
That was so soft, though. That was ridiculous.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. But that actually, Cody, it's a good transition to the next one. A Bruce 08, on a scale from 10 to 10, how paid off are the refs?
Are you answering that?
I don't know. I was reading it.
Is that a 10? Are you afraid to say 10? I'll say 10.
I don't know. I think the officiating has been fine for both sides.
Yeah, it's like, been okay. They've been fucking both teams. Like,
yeah.
It's so hard, man. I've always said that there doesn't need to be four officials on the ice. There's so many guys on the ice. I think maybe you just take one out. There's no need for four refs on the ice.
Yeah. I think at some point they're going to have like how tennis has like the automated out of bounds. Rover, like the fucking blue line's just going to like vibrate or something if it's offside.
Yeah.
That's the direction we're headed in. It's probably a ridiculous comment, but
really not though.
No, I can see that if they wear like little wristbands. If they wear like little wristbands and like some that just, it goes offside, just
shakes.
Yeah, they get fucking electrocuted.
Yeah,
that'd be some Russia stuff.
Or you're going past and like something comes up and rips the bottom of your skate out from under you, and you just fucking.
This one's actually really good. Perry Kunivelis, by the end of this series, who's gonna have the most points on the team? If the power play keeps clicking like it is, for me it's Fox. Like, power play runs for Foxy. Yeah,
I even without the power play, I still think Fox, like, he's just such a big contributor on the offensive side. I would say if he was like second on the team in points right now, the fact that he has six is already a booster, but like, he's always in on everything. Like, every night you expect him to get a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I think that's a good one.
And this is the one that Cody's going to die at. Mark Schiraldi. Will Johnny stop obsessing over how good the Devils are and Hughes if we beat them? LOLOL.
Honestly, that's a question for Johnny. Yeah. But probably not, because
I mean, listen, like, right now I can't say much. I mean, Hughes definitely wasn't as noticeable in game two as he was in game one. I mean, I think he had like five shots on goal, but they weren't like
he played pretty well.
There was one save Igor had on him. Like he came right down the slot and Igor made a really good glove save.
Dude. Yeah. And did you see what Hughes did after? He fucking slammed his stick because
That was in the end. That was the last play of the game, like 30 seconds left. Hughes fucking danced Mikula again.
Yeah.
And Igor made a big stop. But
dude, they're getting frustrated, man. They are getting frustrated because they're like, I don't think they truly got to see how good Igor is during the regular season. And now they're like, holy shit, this guy is like, if you score on him, like we need. And that's the thing, right? Vanacek, like, He's played pretty well. Like he's played pretty well to start the games, but then it's like we get a couple in and he just unravels where it's like Igor let one in first and then just shows that exact composure and like just locks it down for 60 minutes. So it's
0-5-5 goals in 120 minutes.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Insane.
Mm-hmm. For one of the best 5-5 teams in the regular season too. Like,
yep. Yeah.
The Devils. I mean, I don't know. Do you guys see that rumor that like Jack Hughes has lice or something? I saw that on Twitter today.
Is that a thing, dude?
I don't know if it's true. I
start itching my head.
Honestly, the whole blue check thing is actually kind of pissing me off because I don't know who like. I usually like whenever I see a blue check and it's related to hockey, like I'll always stop and read it.
If they're media or not?
No, the blue checks are all gone.
What? Dude, they took them away from even like the Rangers don't even have blue check. Yeah, why would they
I haven't been on Twitter for a while. No, yes, they do. The
Rangers just said you're on Twitter last night for an hour calling people idiots.
That's true, but I'm looking at the Rangers right now, and they do have a check. It's gold.
Oh, but no, like none of the reporters have blue checks. I'm going to confess, I actually paid for Twitter blue today.
You're a fucking loser.
Yeah.
They removed them? That's crazy.
I so, think like if you've been verified for like longer than like 10 years – oh, no, it's official organizations get the gold check now. I think they're like revamping the blue check.
I don't know, but I don't like not seeing blue checks on here. Like I saw Elliot Freeman tweeted something and I like I usually stop to read it whenever I see his name and I like scrolled past it and then I had to go back and look because I like realized.
So yeah, Jack Hughes has lice is trending, but I don't think any of it actually accurate.
Okay.
I think.
I know the Devils like changed up all their lines and everything too and whatnot.
Because of the lice.
Well, not because of lice, but like the Devils are just like, you know, the Rangers broke the Devils. Yeah. One of those vibes. But that's all we got for fan questions. Do you guys have any final thoughts before we just call it a day?
Avery?
Nope. I think we covered everything. I think the Rangers played awesome in the first two games, but job's not finished.
Yeah.
Quote Bryant.
What's the prediction for game three? There's got to be one overtime game in this series, right? Like,
it's going to be game four when I go. I'm telling you. I know it. I fucking know it.
I think the Rangers are just going to dominate again, though. Game three. Yeah. Like, they're coming back home, and the Garden's just going to be pandemonium.
I think it's going to be 4-2 Rangers. I think
actually, I have a question for you, Cody. Well, honestly, Avery, you can answer too, but. You know,
I'll go fuck myself.
No. Would you rather be in the building for an overtime game or like watching overtime at home? Because I feel like sometimes it's like
up 3-0. I would rather
just in general. Like, because I remember, you know, when you're at the Garden and
if it makes you feel better, I was at game 7 against the Penguins. So,
but I'm saying like game 1, I was at game 1 against the Penguins and it went to triple overtime. You never know when the fuck you're getting out of there. Somewhat a little bit of anxiety. Like, when the, you know,
honestly, it's like a surreal feeling. In playoffs because there's no shootout, so it's fucking I want to be there.
Yeah,
I'd rather be there. Yeah, I've seen in the past 5-10 years, I've seen every like big Rangers overtime moment at the Garden, and they've been worth it every time. I still think my favorite is St. Louis.
Oh, mine's I was at Stepan. That was fucking sick.
Stepan was sick, but the thing about St. Louis is if you like when you watch him like warm up,
if he went
to games. He would just practice that shot all the time. And like the second he got that in the corner, I stood up. Like I knew it was going in.
Yeah. That was actually a Garden. I was at that game too. That was like a Garden, like I don't know how to I don't know that those moments don't happen often where like everyone, you know, is like, this is it, you know?
Yep.
That was cool. I feel like that happens a lot with the Knicks, but not as much with the Rangers, but yeah, I think that's going to wrap it up. We'll have another pod come out on Monday, right?
Wait, I have one more question.
Yeah.
What's the best playoff game you guys have ever been to in your life?
That's a good question, Cody. I think honestly, dude, it's tough to beat Game 7 Penguins last year. That game was fucking sick.
Avery?
When we beat the Canadiens to go to the Cup.
I was there too.
That was the greatest day of my life.
The 1-0 game?
Yeah.
It was insane.
No, it was 2-0.
No, 1-0.
It was 1-0.
Cody got you there. Cody stumped you.
No, okay, Dom Moore. You know what's so funny? There's one game I always forget.
And it was right after his wife died, right? It was like one of those.
Dom Moore?
Yeah.
I don't know, but anyways, there's always one game and I forget which game it is. I get the score wrong every time and I just confuse it with that game. But
which game?
I don't even know anymore. Like I'm losing my mind, guys. You know what? I'm losing my mind because everybody got me mad about Patrick Kane. And I screamed so loud last night when he scored. I think I popped blood vessels in my head and I think my brain exploded. So, and I don't know if you can hear my voice. It's like a little.
You know who else's brain exploded? Yeah. That guy Pasha, because he had no fucking brain. But,
I love him, but he's so dumb. Like, he did exactly what I did last year and he's eating shit.
Can't
for
do it,
it,
man. I learned also, a long time ago. You just shoot yourself in the foot. Like, just wait till that shit happens.
Before we do wrap it up, we got to give a shout out to Greg on Twitter, CW610726, because Avery and I talked about what Frank's comment about a player who killed a teammate on the Rangers that we had never heard of. But this guy, Greg, sent us the New York Times article. There was a drunken fight between two teammates who lived in Long Beach at the practice facility. And I think it was Terry Sawchuk who ended up dying from that.
Yeah, Frank. Only Frank would know that shit.
Yeah,
I have 1970. No idea that was a real thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Harry Sawchuk is in the
sports goaltender encyclopedia.
Yeah, yeah. He died. I didn't know how he died, but he died from a fight. Apparently, to this article. But the guy Greg sent it to us, so I wanted to give him a shout out.
The guy who played over 20 years in the NHL.
Yeah, a legendary NHLer.
That's insane.
It says he had a bleeding liver and never recovered and died.
I'm gonna ask the tank to come on maybe Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Definitely gotta get him on here.
Is that the big guy?
Yep.
Oh, dude.
But I guess
I love that guy. He defines misery like the Mets, the Mets and the Devils. Every time I see his photos, dude, I'm just like this poor miserable soul.
But let's one more shout out to Moynihan Food Hall. We hope to see you guys all there 5:00 Saturday night. And Cody, send it off.
LFGR, baby. Let's get it.